Hello, I'm Janet Sir, presenter of The Entrepreneur Show on Swindon 105.5, Swindon's community radio station. Welcome to the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre's four-part podcast on employee ownership, recorded in the summer of 2023. Part two, our journey so far and employee ownership in practice. So we're also here joined with Gareth and Katie, two employees of the National Self-Build and Renovation Centre and are involved in the employee ownership scheme. Hi Gareth, hi Katie.
Hi there.
Hi Janet.
So Gareth, tell us a little bit about your role and the benefits to you of this employment ownership scheme.
Thank you. So I'm a business development manager at the centre. We are a free visitor centre to the public, to visitors. And we are funded predominantly by companies who are promoting their products or services to our visitors. And my job is to look after the companies that are there.
How many companies do you have at the moment?
We have about 220 companies, wow, or thereabouts. Yeah, to basically make sure that we have a good cross-section of different types of companies for the visitors, and to make sure that they continue paying us money, to make sure they continue staying there. And employee ownership does feature in that, I think.
So you must really enjoy your job. That has to be the priority, I would have thought. So the employment ownership benefits, what are those that add to your job?
For sure. It's probably, I would say, the best job I've had. And I'm not saying that because I'm sat next to my boss. Previously, I've run my own businesses, and what I think that employee ownership does, from my perspective, is it gives me the opportunity to have a say in the way the business is run, input in some of my ideas, and be involved in the running of the business, not just turning up for, you know, for a day of work, you know. But without the risk of having your own business where, you know, if you don't make the money that day, then you can't pay yourself. a huge benefit for me. So aside from my day-to-day job, about 2 years ago, I was voted in, along with one of my colleagues who's currently on maternity leave, as an EO rep. And what that means, I mean, communication is pretty fluid and pretty open and transparent within our company anyway. And I think employee ownership has a lot to do with that, but sometimes now and again there'll be conversations at board level, decisions will be need to be made at board level, should and would include the team in terms of coming to decisions on what the best way forward would be, and my job as an EO rep is really to sit on the board, to understand some of those conversations that are being had, and to feed that back to the team, I guess, and explain to the team some of the decisions that they can have an input in, and feed that back afterwards back to the board with any queries, any concerns, and really so that we can come to some sort of consensus that, you know, we're going in the right direction as a team. Being employee owned, it's not just a decision that's made by one or two people. It's very much a team decision, I think. Ultimately, obviously, you have got the board that makes the ultimate decision based on what the feedback might be from the staff members, from the team. But certainly the team are listened to, and I think that's the role of the EO rep is to be that intermediary person between the board and my colleagues.
Because it is really true, isn't it? A board of director of any company can be a little bit out of the loop, maybe not know what's happening on the ground, on the factory floor, so to speak. And it's a great way for the board to have some sort of insight into what's happening, what people's thoughts are, which must ease the direction and the decision-making at the board level.
For definite. I've worked for companies before where there's been a couple of directors and it's been very much their way or no way, without listening to any of their colleagues or the people who are, like you say, on the ground doing the actual work. And I think that our setup is completely the opposite of that and involves everyone.
So also with us today is Katie, who's the Content Marketing Manager at the Centre. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Janet.
So tell us your experience about the Employment Ownership Scheme. How does it affect you?
There are many benefits, in my opinion, to working for an employee-owned company. I've been working at the centre for about 5 years now. I'm the content marketing manager at the centre, and day to day I'm responsible for spreading the message about what the centre can do and how we can help our visitors. So I look after the website, all of our social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, all the usual suspects there, and also putting together things like our newsletters. But really, being employee-owned means that there's truly something different that I'm doing every day. So I might be involved in various accounts meetings. I might be working on quite a high-profile campaign. So it's incredibly exciting. I mean, a great example is, you know, coming out to do a radio interview. I don't know if I'd be doing this on a day-to-day basis if I work for another company. And yes, I've been here for about 5 years at the centre, and I joined straight after I graduated from university. I didn't initially start in a marketing-based role. I was actually based more on the front of house team, and I gradually shifted my roles, really. I went up from working on the front of house team to looking after a department to do with our training courses that we run at the centre, and I always wanted to work in the marketing department. So I was able to transition into a different role based more on what I wanted to explore from a personal point of view, my own interests. I don't think I would have been able to do that if I worked at another company from a continual professional development point of view. I was able to have really open conversations with what I wanted to do with my career, what my own interests were, and I could explore that with the senior management team at the centre.
So Harvey has referred to each employee, part of this ownership scheme, has a responsibility. Katie, what would you see your responsibility as part of the team?
Working in marketing, it has to be bringing in footfall into the centre. So attracting visitors, spreading the message about who we are and what we can do for our visitors is my key objective as one third of our internal marketing team at the centre. We've recently moved away from an agency, and we're doing a lot of our marketing in-house. I think it works really well with our employee-owned culture because we're, as Gareth and Harvey have already mentioned, we're so open and transparent with all of our numbers and our objectives and what we're doing day to day. We have regular catch-up meetings just so we're really clear on what's going on across all the other departments. And it's just a really effective way to know exactly where we are, what have we achieved, what do we still need to achieve, and just stay really on track. So it's a fantastic and a really effective way of working, I think.
It's definitely, you've got to be a team player, haven't you? You've got to work 100%. With your colleagues, and you've all got the same goal, haven't you, really? And as part of that team, you all share in the rewards as a group, don't you?
Yes, we do look forward to the end of every June. It usually is. It's a lovely perk working for an employee-owned business, as we do all have a share of the profits.
So Harvey, how does that actually work?
Yeah, so I'd mentioned that we've got this hybrid share ownership structure. So the EOT, the Employee Ownership Trust, is a shareholder itself. So at the end of each financial year, we look at how we performed as a business, and if we're in a position to pay out a profit, we will do that. We actually, it's part of our deeds of article. So when we set the company up right back in 2014, we made a promise that we would always retain 50% of our profits at least in the business, because we were aware that we took on a company that had a fairly distressed period of time, and we didn't want to go back to that period of time. So we've been fairly cautious in our approach and careful looking after the business first and foremost. But after that, if we have made a profit, we will then pay dividends to the various shareholders. And the EOT, as the biggest shareholder, will be paid a dividend. Then there's a separate group of trustees who represent that trust who will sit together and decide what to do with that dividend. And for the last 6 years in a row, we've actually been able to pay that as a profit share to the team. So as Katie mentioned, we pay that in June, which ties in nicely with EO Day, which is a national campaign that runs every year to kind of celebrate employee ownership. And it's a taxable bonus that everyone receives in their payslip in June.